Nice to speak to Michael McAlam, please.
Who's that?
My name's Michael, sir. I'm calling from the MMA League and with a law firm helping me with your...
Hey, it's Michael, sorry, the phone.
It's okay, Michael, you okay, sir?
Hi.
Fantastic. Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me, Michael, about your case?
I'll leave you 10 minutes, Michael. I'll be 10 minutes to go to get my medication.
Okay, buddy. I'll try and get through as quickly as I can. Right. Just to let you know, Michael, all our calls will be called for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role, Michael, is to get to know you a bit better and try and understand how your time and care and the trauma you face had an effect on you into your adult life. What I'll then do, Michael, is I'll write to your GP if you've been diagnosed with like depression, anxiety, PTSD. Do you have any sort of alcohol or stuff to
do? I'm depressed and I get medication for stress and anxiety. I've got PTSD. I'm in the middle of it. I've got a wife over here, and she's in the middle of the game, she's in a psychologist, she wants to see a psychologist.
Yeah.
It's called a good doctor, but you know what I mean, I don't tell anybody about the accident, or you know, I don't tell anybody about the accident.
Yeah, I
guess that. I don't want to talk about it, because it brings back to me many.
Okay, have you had any issues with alcohol or any substance issues, Michael?
No, not really, no.
No, okay.
But that's a few years ago.
What, say that again, sorry?
I got that substance a few years ago in alcohol abuse.
Okay. And did you get help with them, Michael? Or
yeah.
So on the methadone now, did you say?
No, I've never been on methadone more. I was on the spiritone, I can't change it.
Okay.
It's an antipsychotic.
Yeah,
I ended up psychotic with cocaine.
Okay.
I used to smoke at all.
That was crack cocaine then, obviously, yeah. Can I take your GP's details, please?
It's the Parky Top Parkhead Hub.
Parkhead or Parky?
Parkhead.
Parkhead Medical Center.
Yeah, Parkhead Medical Center. My doctor is actually a search and health center. The sales practice, that's my doctor, but I go to the Parkhead Hub to the taxi, addiction to Parkhead Hub.
You don't see the addiction team in Parkhead?
Aye, captain.
Okay.
I'm really in with me and you're going on the Aji farm in the stairs.
I want to see
a psychologist.
Okay, so what's your GP's details then, please, Michael?
My GP is a Kells practice, Shelston Health Centre.
Shelston Health Centre?
Shelston Health Centre, I'm glad.
Can you spell that for me, mate?
S-H-E-T-T-L-E-S-C-O-N.
Shelston Health Centre.
Shelston.
That's your GP. Okay, so what I'm going to do, Mike, is I'm going to write to your GP. I'm also going to write to the Parkhead Medical Centre for any addiction issues that you have.
Yes.
I'm going to gather that information. I'm also going to write to the social services and the education authority of the care law, Stevenson Home, that you were in.
I don't know the name. I just noticed one in Stevenson. I was in a care home in Stevenson and a food school in Rossick.
Okay.
One in Rossick, one in Stevenson. So I don't know the name of them.
I've got a care law here.
Oh, I don't know, I can't imagine either.
That's okay, I'll write you
down. I remember the dormancy law and the law being backed up. We Irons are off the coast of Australia, Houston, Cali.
Yeah. So I've met with the social services in that area, the education authority in that area, and I've got all the information back.
Right.
Do you want me to share that information with you, Mike, when I get it?
That's fine, mate.
Okay. Okay, so when I get that, Mike, what we'll do is, I'll send you all copies of all the information that I get. So I'll send you everything, and we'll go through that together, Michael. And make sure that you're happy with all the evidence we've collected. We'll go through all of your statements, make sure all of your statements have everything in them that you need and want to be in them. What we'll then do is we'll then pin your medical records and your addiction history to your claim. So we can give the Scottish Leaders a clear picture of Michael McAlan in care, and also, you know, because of what happened to him in care, obviously your mental health and your addiction issues leans to, you know, past trauma. What we're going to do, Mike, is then we'll run through, or we'll send that through to Scottish Leaders for our final submission. From there, Michael, we then wait on a panel bid, where a panel of individuals will judge our case. That's all done behind closed doors, Michael, so there's no need for us to attend. And then from there, hopefully we'll get you the recognition that you deserve and offer a financial compensation, Mr. McAlan.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
That's fine,
eh? Do you have any questions for me, Michael, on that process?
No, I don't mind it. I'm just in law school, so I'm not going to take it with them.
Okay, I'll just keep you for one more minute. Just before we go off and start gathering the evidence, Michael, I just need to make sure that you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there available for you. And if you're so happy to continue with myself, then obviously we will do. Okay, so just to let you know, Michael, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't actually need the law firm to do so. But that would entail, if you so wish to, is gathering your own evidence and creating and submitting your own case. Okay. So that's option one. Option two, Michael, is there are other law firms out there in England and Scotland that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress. And they won't charge you any fees. The reason they don't charge fees, Michael, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case. Now, as a fellow law firm, Michael, I can't legally discuss what those law firms would do for you, or more importantly, Michael, what they don't do for you. All I can tell you, Michael, is that as a law firm, we don't participate in that scheme. We don't take handouts from the Scottish Government, and we certainly don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either. What we do with clients like yourself is enter into a private fee agreement under a no-win, no-fee contract, in which if you win, Michael, we win. If you lose, we lose together. Our goal is as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best chance of getting the most out of this process.
Yeah, okay.
Our fees, Michael, account for 16% plus VAT. So that'll net you out in fees at 19.2%. So what that means, Michael, is no matter how much time, work and effort goes into your case, you'll never pay more than 19.2% in fees. On the flip side, on the no-fee side, is a no-win, no-fee contract. Because you've been through such emotional hard times and, you know, mental health issues because of your time and care, we will never place you under any sort of financial duress if you are successful with your case. So if we don't, or we're unable to get your compensation back, Michael, we'll never come looking for our fees from your side. Our insurance policy and our insurance company will pay for our fees, our end, and our time. A genuine no-win, no-fee, Mr. McAlan.
Okay.
Okay. Do you understand those three options that he's given you?
Yes.
And are you still happy for me to continue with your
care? Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So just to let you know, Michael, you signed a fee agreement with us, or a conditional fee agreement with us, which is obviously our no-win, no-fee contract. You have 14, what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you sign that document. What that means is up until day 14, you can rip up any documentation you have with us and walk away from our process. If you were unaware of that 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed, I can restart that from today. Or alternatively, Michael, if you're happy with us as your law firm, you're happy with us.
I'm happy for you to continue
there. Yeah, you have the right to waive the 14-day cooling-off period, Michael, and we can get started on your case, but that's entirely up to you.
Very lucky.
You happy to waive the 14-day cooling-off period?
I'm alright, I'm happy to carry on.
Okay, sure. So you have my number now, Michael. I'm your case officer on this file. My name's Michael. Save my number if you need me for anything. Give me a call and leave me a message, and I'll always call you back. I'll write to you officially within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details and outline of our process. And I'll touch base with you, Michael, every 3 to 4 weeks. Is that okay?
Hey, okay.
Do you have any questions for me, Michael?
No. I need a voice, James.
Okay, buddy, I'll let you go. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.